Did we knock off?
23508, East Lawn.
We appreciate the chief coming out and getting up to a little early. We're moving along pretty quick.
No, we're all good. Actually, he walked around the... Yeah, it's a little difficult finding that there.
First time.
Would you identify yourself, sir?
Yes, Michael Masek, Chief of Police, East Lawn Police Department.
And spell your name?
M-A-C-E-K. First name Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L.
I'm attorney.
And Ralph Sherman, representing the appellant.
Open the statement?
Yes, so, good morning, everyone. The appellant had applied for a pistol permit back in 2022. At the time of application, the Town of East Lawn Police Department had an interaction with him just 3 months prior, where an overdose had occurred. There was some alcohol involved at the time, so at that time, I had denied the permit application based on... Based on, obviously, our interactions with the appellant. Again, with the drug use and the overdose. Sorry.
Attorney Sherman?
I'll pass, thank you.
Okay, so, in the interim, I have a sergeant that does the initial backgrounds for pistol permit application process, and when he had brought this to me in looking at, you know, several incidents, we're looking at this as a suitability thing. There was some, mostly issues that were located were back when the appellant was a juvenile. There was some time about, say, about 11 years in between any kind of serious incident. There was a fight that occurred in the city of New London, where the appellant was severely intoxicated. The professional opinion of the doctors at the hospital, you know, because of the fact that he was ambulatory, still walking, talking, was coming up as a .31, that they felt that that was indicative of someone who had an issue with chronic alcohol use. In the interim, because this was 2022, we are now in 2025, I did receive a letter from the appellant's attorney with an attached letter from... I don't want to be misquoted here. Attached letter from Margaret Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S. She's a LPC, L-A-D-C. And she had been seeing the appellant over the course of the last approximately 2.5 years. The Town of East Lawn has had zero interactions with the appellant. I have not had an opportunity to speak to the appellant since I had done the denial back in 2022. I will state that as the issuing authority, there are cases, very few, that do come before me where a charge may be 30-plus years old, and it could be one of the charges that are on the current list of disqualifiers. However, when I look back at the law back in that day, it was more of a, you know, some of these court things were $15 fines for the individual, and the language for that specific statute was not the same. So I've worked with appellants, held on to their applications with their understanding, and had them clarify, you know, clear those issues up with the court and get us the proper documentation, and have moved forward with approving those things. So I'm not apt to say that, you know, I'm absolutely against somebody getting a permit as long as they're showing that work's been going on. And that's what I am looking at based on this letter that I have received from the appellant's attorney, that the appellant has been seeking treatment over the past 2.5 years. The fact we've had no issue with him. I think maybe this could have been cleared up with a phone call and, you know, an interview at the department prior to coming up to this process here. So I'll stop there.
Chief, do you feel that, based on the letter,
dated March 11th, 2025. Do you feel the appellant should be issued his pistol permit?
Given the prima facie evidence here that we have, I mean, that's what I have, right? I haven't had an opportunity to speak to the appellant. However, the fact that he has sought treatment here, we do have a letter from that. I don't see an issue with that. Again, we have had zero interactions with the appellant since this incident back then. He has gotten older in age. So I think that obviously plays a part in the maturity of people as we grow up.
So as we sit here today, you're good to go with him obtaining his pistol permit?
I don't see any other issue other than he's taken, I think, the right steps to right what was going on in his life.
So based on, oh, go ahead.
Just for the record, the letter does state that the LPC has, quote, no concerns with the pistol permit.
Correct.
So just based on the chief's testimony and expedite things, I make a motion to find for the appellant.
I'll second it.
Chief's testimony.
Any comments from members of the board? And I'm assuming you have no objection.
I have no objection.
All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you.